Obviously, you said you're not going to announce publicly who you're going to support in the Labour leadership contest, but do you think that the Labour Party has a problem of promoting people who are ex-ministers, white middle-aged men, to positions of leadership?
I think that's true of all political parties. I mean, I'm speaking as somebody who's younger than the lot. But I think it's true to say we need to do more to increase the number of women in high positions in politics, and indeed do more to get more people from ethnic minorities into politics as well.
And what exactly would you want to do to make sure that happened?
Well, I mean, speaking for my own party, I'd want to make sure that we look at the members that we have and give them confidence and bring them on. I think that's true of anybody. I think you have to use the raw material, as it were, that you've got, and then develop it. And quite often political parties don't do that. There's almost an assumption that people will do this by themselves. In fact, I think we need to do more to encourage people in the first place.
One of the criticisms of having a referendum on giving Wales more powers is that it will mean for a lack of scrutiny in the political process. One of the things that your opponents highlight particularly is with the Welsh language ELCO and how that's been watered down through the various levels of scrutiny. What would you say to those critics?
Well, that's something that happened at Westminster, of course, not in the Assembly. Well, if it's good enough for Westminster and good enough for Edinburgh and good enough for Belfast, then I can't see why it's not good enough for Wales. It's not as if Scotland have to go through a process where the powers they wish to exercise are scrutinised first before they can actually use them. We've got a very strong scrutiny process in the Assembly. It's just that we have to do everything twice with the cost that goes with that.
So you think that maybe they're being a bit patronising to the powers of the Assembly then?
I think a lot of people who are against further powers for the Assembly are people who don't believe that Wales should have any powers in the first place. They think that decisions regarding Wales should be taken by a very small number of people who don't represent Wales in any way, shape or form.